I believe everyone has an inherent right to defend themselves, but unfortunately there are many countries which restrict my own and their citizens' ability to do that very thing, which I believe is a travesty. It's utterly ridiculous. They restrict access to the most effective tools for self-defense, like firearms, and they are by far the most effective tool for self-defense, and then access or even availability to possess or keep on your person items that are legal, but it is illegal to have them on your person for the purpose of self-defense, like a pocket knife. If you have a job in which a pocket knife is needed in Victoria, Australia, you are legally allowed to possess it, but if you had it for the purpose of self-defense, you will be charged. Now, criminals, they're not really going to follow those restrictions, though. They will get access or a hold of anything that they have access to. Kitchen knives, machetes are a big one. And knife and machete crimes are going up considerably in the UK and other places in the world. And it raises an important question. How could then the law-abiding citizen logically and effectively try and defend themselves against a violent criminal attack within the bounds of the law and restrictions we have? And I disagree with those restrictions, but I'm not encouraging anyone to break the law. And this is in the understanding of an aggressive attacker in which you can't really run away. Sometimes that's not an option. Now, of course, always try and avoid the conflict as much as possible, but when an aggressor is actively attacking you and you might be in either a building or restricted area, or they can just simply run faster than you, you have limited options, and one of the only things you might have left is to actively defend yourself. And what can you do then? What are some preemptive measures that you can do, or legal things that you might be able to have to save your own life? So there is a reason why Tyrant and I are wearing what we are wearing. We're going to discuss a little bit more about that in just a second, but there's a couple of other additional points that I want to raise, which I find really frustrating. Now, in some countries, Victoria, Australia, so our state in Australia, the law is structured in such a way to basically give the criminal every advantage possible.
Yes, this is actually a topic that I personally am quite passionate about, if you could believe that, being able to defend myself. And the problem is, I have to do that in a legal way.
Yes.
So you have to find ways where this is legal. And that's kind of what stemmed today's episode, where we're going to talk about a couple of things. And there are some caveats, like Shad said, obviously it depends on your local laws.
Yes.
But the good thing about what we're going to discuss today, especially in what we're wearing, is that pretty much everywhere in the world, they're not classified as like actual armor.
Yes.
Because a lot of governments these days classify like ballistic vests as actual armor.
In Australia, Victoria, we are not allowed to get ballistic vests.
We're not allowed to get any armor.
In fact, any bodily armor.
Or non-lethal stuff like tasers or pepper spray, that's all illegal.
Now,
anything to defend yourself. And let's spell it out for him. Anything for the explicit purpose to defend yourself is illegal.
Yes, you're not allowed to carry anything for the purpose of self-defense. If you happen to have something on hand or that you can get which matches the force the criminal is using against you, you are legally allowed and justified to use that. I think this is retarded because the best way to nullify a violent threat is to use greater force. That puts you in the most high chances to defend yourself, to protect yourself and neutralize the threat. No, that's not allowed in Victoria. Only equivalent force. And so if you happen to have a pocket knife on you, which you carried for your job, a utility item, you're allowed to have it. But you're not allowed to use it unless the criminal has a knife or a greater form of force multiplier that they're using against you. Then you're allowed to use the knife. It's utterly retarded.
The way it's worded is essentially proportional force. Mm-hmm. Now, in the heat of a moment when somebody's attacking you and you have adrenaline and it's fight or flight and it's either life or death, proportional is just such a fascinating term to put in there. Anyway, I'm going to get annoyed if I talk about that. Anyway, we're talking about armors that you can procure pretty much everywhere in the world that are classified as either per se like sporting equipment or just like LARP, not even LARP, just like stuff that you could wear. And that is a gambeson or maybe even a fencing jacket.
This is the interesting thing. We have tested stab-proof jackets on the channel, and depending on your local laws,
they may be illegal too.
They might be illegal or not, and you might not be allowed to have it. But there is some types of body armor which have no restrictions at all, well, you might be surprised the level of protection it can give you. Is it perfect? Well, it's not perfect. Very little, like even full grade metal armor isn't even perfect, but the purpose of it is to protect yourself enough. That's the goal.
Yeah. Now, the one that I'm the biggest fan of is Gambesons. The reason why is they're not only comfortable, they're very stylish, especially if you get like one that you like. For example, this one that I'm wearing from Steel Mastery, this one's Shad's. Now, this on camera may look a little bit medieval. That's because Shad chose that.
Like I wanted it.
You can choose all these different things. This one's a little bit light, but you can get things with like 350 Newton material, different layers, different thicknesses, different materials on the inside.
And different colored patterns on the surface.
If you don't even want patterns, you don't need them either.
I chose the Shadowversity logo, right? But I could have picked a modern style pattern or something like that to make it more modern passing clothing.
Yeah.
And then I can pick the layering on the Gambeson.
Well, let's put this into perspective. Yeah. Let's say if you don't think that this is fashionable, I'm going to throw up some photos of what people consider fashionable and let's have a discussion about this.
Well, this is the thing. This fencing jacket, right? Looks great. It's actually remarkably slimming. Now, this fencing jacket comes from St. Mark's and it is absolutely brilliant. Now, is it the type of thing that you think you would not want to wear out? I don't know. If I was in a high crime area.
I particularly like that design.
This one looks
great.
But
there are plenty of other designs out there. And like we were saying with the Gambesons, there are plenty of different designs of Gambeson, colors, options. You literally can just kind of build your own.
Look how slimming this is. Yeah. This looks friggin' amazing. The thing is, what people might not realize is that I'm actually covered in protective plates on the arms, chest, sides. This is actually got more blunt force protection on it than the stab-proof jacket.
Mm.
The stab-proof jacket only covered the front and the back. No sides, no arms, no shoulders. Very few had proper neck protection.
Right.
This covers all that, and it's not going to be perfect. Like, I think a really dedicated knife thrust will get through it, but a half power, just someone, you know, throwing around, this will stop a shocking amount, especially like the material on the surface alone is really thick. It's almost like canvas. It'll stop cuts.
Did you want to head over to Boromir and have a look at what we're actually going to be testing today?
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit more about
because
it.
We have our selection of machetes here, and let's show you what is actually capable of stopping the standard kind of range of, I guess, what improvised bladed objects criminals might use?
Yes.
So we have what I would call low-grade gambeson right here.
Now, as you can see, this one is just a plain black gambeson. Now, I personally, if I was going to buy this for the purposes of actually wearing it every day in public, I would get more of a jacket style, something you can button up.
Yep.
It's a little less protective, but it's more functional and stylish. Mm-hmm. And in that particular case, I'll take that.
And also, let me just point out, this is like an aside. It's not really for its defensive. Gambeson bulks you out. It makes you look a bit more, you know, muscular. It actually does.
Yeah. And gambeson can be relatively, it depends what you define as expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a proper piece of armor, no matter what type, even when talking like ballistic vests, they can get a bit expensive. So getting a jacket that you can functionally wear for maybe a couple $100 that's custom, that is all to your specifications, I think is a pretty good deal, personally.
Yeah. Now, there are a couple of options that we're going to throw out here, and these are just the beginning. So we're going to explore some stuff.
Well,
but
before we get to that, should we talk about what we think these will stop and why?
Yes.
So I think, with a gambeson, this is a more modern ones. Mm-hmm. They are a couple of different layers on the top, depending on what you choose. You can get more sturdy materials, maybe like a canvas. There's the 350 Newton material, like I mentioned. Then you have layers in between that can be different.
It can be either wool, linen or wool.
Whatever it is. And then that's all stitched together and put into a thick kind of padded jacket, but in a way that will protect you, most likely, from slashes. Thrusts are kind of hit and miss. It's really just
There's a number of caveats to mention about this. The thickness of the gambeson matters a lot.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of comfort, you'll actually find it's very similar to wearing a thick raincoat or a snow jacket.
Better. Because they're usually made out of higher quality materials like cotton or linen, and they're made to be more padded because it is a padded type armor. They're very comfortable.
Yeah.
In the right conditions. And what I mean by that is hot weather, is not the best for a winter garment. Let's be clear about that.
But I mean, the UK.
In the UK, perfect.
Right. So that's the first thing to mention. The other thing to mention is when it comes to how protective many types of cloth, you know, just clothing in general, will do, the sharpness of the weapon matters a lot. If they're using a machete that is shaving sharp, I'm talking about, you know, you just slide it down your arm and hair and just shaves the hair off right away, that will blast through even some of the thickest gambesons. The thing is, though, nearly all machetes never come that sharp. A lot of kitchen knives do. You need to understand that.
For something like this, this is quite a thrust-centric
Yeah, that'll
knife.
Blast through.
Yeah, this is not something you want. A slash with this, though,
yeah,
you'd probably be all right.
It, again, depends on the sharpness. Now, what people don't realize, kitchen knives, they come out of the box really, really sharp. I've tested this multiple, but they lose that sharpness very quickly, and they fall into the functional sharpness that most average kitchen knives have. Yep. And in that functional sharpness, which is not like shaving sharp, but it's more like chisel sharp, you'll be shocked at how much even a solid layer of, a single layer of material that that will block.
Yeah, I think an important takeaway will be today is when it comes to gambeson specifically, they're not gonna stop the blunt force. So even if it protects you from getting slashed, you're still gonna do some damage on your arms and like bones or whatever like that. Thrust, you're probably not gonna be able to take too much of, but that is still far better than nothing.
Yeah,
like
yes.
Just wearing normal clothes that do nothing, we are talking multiple levels better.
And
something like a fencing jacket is a little bit different though.
Because this one has
pads.
Plates.
Yeah.
They're padded, okay. Now, that would, like I said, I expect that this could stop a medium low thrust. A dedicated one will probably get through. This is made to stop blunt impact.
Yeah.
But as a result, a lot of cuts, if it's not razor sharp, it's not even gonna get through the top layer. Now, to demonstrate that, let me show you something. This machete is a functionally sharp machete. It is perfectly adequate and got a good enough edge that you could chop down a tree pretty easily. Just to demonstrate, look at that massive gouge that took out, okay? This thing is easily sharp enough to blast through wood. Let me show you what it can do against cloth armor. First, just full slice, barely the top layer, but this did not cut through. This would have protected you. And then if I go to a full, you know, full powered strike, just. And remember, this is low grade gambeson. We're talking about one layer of linen, very thin packed wool. The bottom layer got through only in sporadic things. So you would have a light cut as a result of that full powered strike, where if you weren't wearing this, that would be a severe laceration on your body. And so this low grade, and I'm talking about low grade cheap gambeson, protected you quite well against, you know, a functionally usable machete.
And remember, your armor is the disposable thing.
Yes.
It's meant to get damaged, so you don't. Armor is not indestructible. No armor.
Yes.
Interestingly enough that this got through it, because this here, if you look at it, this is like the bare minimum of a gambeson as well, which is really important here, because like we said, like when you buy one of these, you can choose how many layers you want. You can choose the type of material you want.
The fencing jacket I'm wearing, it's even made out of coarser, stronger material, and these are solid padded plates.
I wanted to test that, but Shad doesn't want to sacrifice it.
Look how great it is. This is my actual fencing jacket. So St. Mark's, they sent it to us, and I love the thing.
But for completion, we could show how good it is, because I don't reckon we'll get through much of it.
I don't want to slash it off. There is a decent chunk of content that we just can't financially justify making anymore here on Shadowversity, which is a real shame, because I actually love that content. And there is a core, passionate, devoted group of fans that still love that content. And so we're still able to give you that content thanks to our supporters. And so if you sign up, and it's just $1 a month, starting there on either Subscribestar, Patreon, or channel memberships, you can get access to it, because this week is a classic. It's a mini fight scene autopsy, breaking down a fight scene, the stuff you love, and me and Tyranth are looking at the Game of Thrones Tower of Joy fight scene. And it's fun, there's a lot of things to comment on, and we even tried releasing that, I think months, maybe even half a year ago, And YouTube absolutely buried it. It was going to harm the performance of their follow-on videos, and we just had to take it down because it was performing so bad. And it's not because people don't love that content, it's because YouTube was not giving it any recommendations at all. And I don't want to see that content disappear, so we're still making it, and it's thanks to our supporters. $1 a month, and that's going to be released this week, or will be out this week, and you're going to really enjoy it because I still love that. So I hope to see you there, and thanks to everyone who is supporting this channel. So we have some different levels of Gambeson display. Like I said, the black one is medium low grade. Some are actually some of the lightest, thinnest that you can buy that still really qualifies as Gambeson. We have this one, which is coarser and thicker, okay? Not as layered, but we can layer it up to show what full kind near much thicker Gambeson can do by layering this on top. Okay, so what I want to do is do like an average strike that you could logically expect from an assailant, because if I brace myself and do full power, right, that's actually gonna have different results. If there was just an attacker who's just, and I've seen these, you know, machete attack videos, and they're usually just a swinging about wildly where they're doing this stuff, right? I got through only one of those cuts.
And I think one of them, the only reason why you got through on that one was because it was a bit more of a slicing action.
Bit more of a slice?
Rather than a chop.
But for a wild assailant where it's just like, flat on, right? Did nothing. And it's interesting, technique actually matters a lot. Like a flat strike, which just goes straight on, doesn't get through the first layer. So this one, I'm gonna hit it and slice it down and watch the difference, right? So I actually got through, but barely. This would have barely, oh no, it didn't get through the bottom layer.
Well, then you would have been protected.
But still, it cut through because it was slicing versus just a flat hit.
A chop, yeah.
A chop.
Now remember that chop, sorry. Remember what that chop did to wood.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these assailants have just shit technique.
They just, they have no
technique.
It's a chopper, right?
It's a chopper, so they go like this. On your flesh, yeah, that'll break your bone, that'll cut straight in.
Mm-hmm.
But on a Gambeson, and this is a shit Gambeson as well, so hey.
Well, let's increase the thickness.
Right. Give it a chop and then give it a slash.
We know a chop is not going to be anything.
Just, hold on.
So just a chop.
You can see the line didn't even get through the first layer.
Mm-hmm. Now a slash. It got through these ones, but not the one, it stopped at the bottom.
Yeah. So now that was a dedicated strike on a slice on the most optimized part of the blade, which is the swell. And as you can see, this is a good example. This one here has a whole bunch of wool and stuff like
wadding,
that.
Wadding, basically.
Yeah, which is different from this one here.
Which is thinner. This has thicker wadding. And this isn't even as thick as what a lot of Gambeson can get. Now remember, if this was all layered, right, it didn't get through to the bottom thing. It still would have done its job in protecting for the most part.
Yeah.
And that was like the most optimal landed strike. In a lot of these, like machete attacks, they're swinging around like wildly.
And like I said earlier, if you were to get a Gambeson, you can choose your different loadout, essentially. Go for all the combat stuff, and you'll get a much better than all of this.
Yeah,
do you want to try a knife?
This is just a chop. Okay. Nothing.
Nothing.
The slice, though, I think this is gonna... This is sharper. This is a much sharper knife.
Do you know how much weight is in a sword?
I know, there was less weight. That's the, like, wow, I'm actually kind of surprised. Ready to go again?
I don't even think that was the knife. I think it got caught on the little finger choil down the bottom.
It didn't get through, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't even think the blade cut through. I think it got caught right
caught
on
there,
that.
Yeah, on that.
Yeah.
This is sharp. That's not going through.
Yeah. So,
all right, that was actually really interesting. So let's quickly summarize some of those results. A blunter machete, right, cut deeper and more effectively through the Gambeson than a sharper, lighter kitchen knife, which goes to show you that the power and weight behind the attack is quite significant a factor in how well it'll cut through.
Also the technique. So let's go through it here. Gambeson, even this low quality, crappy Gambeson, will most likely protect you against chops from both a knife and a machete.
Yep.
In terms of slices, with a machete, you're probably in a little bit more trouble because it can put a lot more force into it.
Mm-hmm.
Slices with a knife, depending on your technique, that might be like what really sells it. If it's up near the tip and it's razor sharp, yeah, you're probably going to get through.
I mean, you got through a little bit, but not the bottom layer. And remember, this is low-grade gambeson.
Yeah.
You can get ones that are easily 10 times more resistive than this. I'm not kidding. Like, the layering of the linen is really significant to how protective it is. This has two layers of linen plus wool, and the wool isn't that dense.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, I'll throw it up now. There's a little bit of stuff where you can see all the different stuff, like what Steel Mastery offers, for example, different materials, different layering, how many layers you want, what you want the wadding to be made of.
Mm-hmm.
You can go crazy with it. So this is where we get into the point where gambesons will fail you. Thrusting.
Stabby, stabby.
Yeah, they...
And honestly, when it comes to knives, that's what you are most likely going to be thrown against. Machetes, very unlikely you'll actually get a thrust from a machete. A lot of machetes don't even have tips on them. And so people are just going to use them like cutters.
Yep.
And in that realm, a gambeson or a fencing jacket...
Might not be too bad.
Yep.
Now, with gambesons, from what I've experienced, it depends how sharp the tip is. Like, they can stop maybe the odd thrust here and there, but it really depends how sharp that tip is.
It's going to be better than nothing.
Yeah.
There's that.
Oh, yeah, it's better than a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Low-level thrust, just right here. Yeah.
Straight through.
Straight through. Now, having said that, what about a thicker gambeson? Let's test this out, okay? And so, right here, low-level thrust. Nah, that didn't even get through this.
No.
That was low level, but remember, depending on the type of attack, if you're moving away and they're just kind of going crazy, getting a dedicated, pinpoint, powerful thrust is less likely. Don't bet on it. But
this is also where the material choice comes into play, because this top layer here is very different from this top layer here.
Mm.
This is like, what would you describe it as? It's like just like a regular jacket material. I don't know what it is specifically.
Cotton, maybe?
It's not very protective. This one here is a little bit more
like linen.
Yeah, and even linen, you can get higher than this.
Standard kind of kitchen knife. The edge is damaged because we've tested it in, I think it was the Kamikoto knives one, but the tip is fine. So, ready? Nope, didn't get through. I'm going to go harder. I can go harder. I'm worried about the grip. And sliding down.
All this makes me want to do is get like a custom gambeson from one of the sellers at the highest rated protection and just
go crazy.
See what it can handle.
Yep. Yeah. It's not the most acute point.
I think it got through on that one.
Mm.
Just
got through the first layer.
Yeah. So
the layers matter.
Yeah, like we said, gambeson also will not protect you from the blunt force of this. This will hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But it's better than dying, essentially.
It's not a good stabbing one because there's very little preventing the hand from sliding down.
Yeah, that's why kitchen knives are...
They're not good. So I'm actually going to thumb it like this so my hand has less likely chance to fall down. All right, ready?
Yep.
Nah, didn't get through.
So this dagger here is what I would consider to be our most vicious dagger that we own. This one here is the type of dagger that not only will be able to thrust through all of this, it also will be able to slash through all of this. So this here is the Honshu, I can't remember what they call it, like...
some type of tactical gladius. So Tyranth is gonna show you what this can do, both slashing and stabbing.
So slashing with this, if I try it down the... I'm not actually sure what will happen if I do down here if I slash. Nothing. But now if I move it up towards this little tip, we're getting through.
Yeah.
Yeah. With thrusting, it's the same sort of thing. This, like...
I don't even need to try.
It just goes straight through.
Try the thicker one.
Yeah. That was not hard. That was not much.
Yeah.
And we're already through. So this really just is dependent on the type of dagger. Like, this is like... This is death.
This is vicious.
This is not a kitchen knife.
That is true.
So
very few kitchen knives will be as deadly as this thing, but some do have sharper points than others.
That is true, but this one here is engineered in such a way to just destroy everything. So with kitchen knives, there's a little bit more hope there. This will kill you. Just, you're dead.
And look, in every situation, you should be trying to disengage, get away, and this is like no retreat scenario, basically.
Well, we're not even giving, this is not self-defense device, this is not like gospel, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to expose to an audience, let's say, different types of perfectly legal and fashionable
options
that you can wear that is comfortable in cold weather and that is better than a t-shirt and maybe, who knows, could save your life.
Yes.
I like that. That sounds like a good video to me.
I think we've demonstrated the effectiveness of gambeson against both daggers, knives, and machetes. Surprisingly effective against machetes. Actually, not really surprising. I kind of expected it, but some people might not realize how good just linen material can be to stop slashes like that.
And remember, this is a really cheap, not good one.
There is a wild card, if you want it.
Sure.
Now, Tyrant thinks it's silly. I actually know people done it. If you really wanted very protective bit something to stop against attacks, you could actually wear chainmail. It's an option. It's not illegal, to my knowledge.
I don't think it is either, but I think that's... Like, I was going to bring this up. Would you wear it to your office job? That's what I'm saying. Is like, if you're wearing it down the street for, like, a mate's day out or whatever, yeah, people are probably going to think you're going to a convention or something. So, yeah, you're probably going to get away with it. But, like, if you've got to go to your 9-to-5 with it...
No, I'm talking about underneath your shirt.
What?
Yeah, underneath your shirt.
Are we talking about proper riveted mail here?
Yep.
I would not wear that underneath my shirt.
Well, this is a full hauberk.
Yeah.
We're talking about, well, what I'm talking about, man, greasy, is a chain shirt. Cutting it off at the sleeves, doesn't go too far low. Mm. It will be heavy. People don't realize how heavy chainmail is. It's not, like, it doesn't make you immobile.
This weighs like 10 kilos or something.
12, I think. Like, it's it, but you feel it. A lighter one, you're probably looking at 6 to 7 kilos still. Mm. Chainmail, okay, can actually very easily be worn under your shirt. You would want a shirt, then the chainmail, then the shirt, because you don't want to pinch on the skin. Mm. It's actually an option. If you were really concerned about your safety, I actually think this is a real option to consider. It would be heavy and uncomfortable. That's why you'd have to be pretty concerned about it. Gambeson is really comfortable and wearable.
Yes.
This fencing jacket is light and maneuverable.
Yeah.
Now, it's less practical in terms of everyday clothing, but if you are concerned about it as like, this is the jacket you wear outside and you take it off when you get there, it's an option.
I don't know. Like, mail, like actual mail is heavy. It's also very metallic. Wearing it under your clothes, it's like a very impractical way.
It'd be a workout.
Like, it's not something you would do. It's not something you'd realistically do. Wearing a gambeson or maybe even like a fencing jacket is something that is actually feasibly done.
Yes, I think this is, I know someone who did do it in real life. The thing is though, it is I think the discomfort is what most people would like say, nah. But if you wanted, honestly, the most protective thing that you could wear under your clothing that is then completely unnoticeable, even more unnoticeable than a gambeson, you could wear this under your clothing. And check out our dedicated video on this is riveted.
I'll put in a bunch of clips.
Riveted chainmail can stop most things, only the most things, dedicated, full force stuff. If you're talking about machetes and kitchen knives, this cover, like, basically every, like, you're not going to get through proper riveted mail with a machete or a kitchen knife.
Right. I think it's impractical. I would much rather go for one of those other two options because you can get like a nice fencing jacket and put something stiffer. For example, this one's got like a more foam padding than anything else, but you can get stiffer plates.
Yeah.
You can get, so I would much prefer to go that route personally.
So this is all in trying to stop, you know, the attacks landing, you know, a hit on your body, all right? What are some things that you can use to attack back, okay? Depending on the country, it can be very limited. There's one thing
worldwide that I love and I'm a big fan
You're
of.
A fan of this because I'm a massive fan of this.
Yeah.
Okay, I want them to come back into fashion because to my understanding, there is no legality restrictions around this item
because it's a medical device.
It is, and you're allowed to carry it or use it wherever you and we're talking about walking canes. Mm. There are places that you could possibly find to get them. One of the drawbacks for this for me is its stopping power. Mm. So I experimented and upgraded it. Mm. From the outset, you can't tell the difference, but when you hold it...
Yeah, this one's a thick, like, steel pipe.
It's steel. It's a steel pipe.
This one's a little bit thinner.
It's made out of carbon fiber, I believe. It's a carbon fiber
knot. No, this is not carbon fiber.
Yeah, it's thick. I've busted one open. It is.
Maybe. Okay, yeah.
But this one is a solid metal pipe I got from the hardware store that I attached the pommel to, and you'll hear that it is metal. Well, that's mostly, yeah.
Now, the reason why, well, I mean, there's so many reasons why a cane is a good weapon. Like, and not even going in any particular order, it gives you reach. It
yes.
puts you far away from your opponent. On top of that, like I said, depending on what type of head you have, I like something with a beak. Once you you hold it all the way down here.
Concentrated striking end.
Yep.
Now, or, like, in terms of legal reason to possess it, and I know Americans will be laughing at us, be like, look at all the hoops you need to jump through to just protect yourself. Unfortunately, this is the reality in many countries.
Mate, I'm getting old. My knees are getting old.
Right. But the illegal reason to have it, fashion accessory, unironically.
To walk.
But even if not that, but funnily enough.
It hurts to walk these days, Chad. To walk.
People don't know this, but because of my chronic fatigue, there is a symptom called orthostatic intolerance, which is... like, walking can mostly be fine, but when you're standing still, your legs get fatigued really quickly, and you have trouble standing. And so I actually use a walking cane in my everyday life just to lean on. It's a leaning cane, and I use it in real life. Now, you don't even need that. You can have a walking cane as a fashion accessory, and that's a legal reason. And if you just so happen to be attacked and you have a walking cane, these things can be... absolutely legit. What the main goal would be is fend them off.
Yeah.
And if you just show that you're willing to defend yourself, like, and you're ready to, you know, that can scare people off, the attacker off, and you're done. You don't need to pursue you. And even then, if you can just fend them off until you can get more assistance, call for help, break out of the engagement, that's the goal. Mm. That's the goal. But then if they're not letting go and they're constantly pursuing you and you have to incapacitate them, having something that helps out works. Now, honestly, this is kind of one of the main things. Like, if you have a legal reason to possess a pocket knife, that's a self-defense tool that you could use if they're using something as lethal against you.
Yeah.
But knife against knife
is not a...
Well, if you have some protection, it's better, but still, I actually think reach...
is more important, yeah.
Gives you a good advantage.
Pick up a stick, yeah. But I think that kind of summarizes everything.
Yeah.
We've kind of explored all of it. And like we said, today's episode is more just like, if you're in one of these places where you have a whole bunch of restrictions on the ability to defend yourself, and you're not even allowed to defend your body.
We can't even have pepper spray.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is in Australia, Victoria specifically.
And something like gambeson or something like a fencing jacket are good alternatives that I personally think are quite stylish. If you, like, you can pick them to look different than this.
You can.
This is like, Shad loves medieval stuff, so he picked a medieval pattern. That's part and parcel with the channel. Mm. You can also pick, like we said, different colors, different material choices, different thicknesses. Mm-hmm. And I would much prefer to wear that out on a day down on the town than just a regular sporting jacket that will protect me from nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I still think this just looks so great.
There is only one downside, and that is I am yet to come across a gambeson with pockets.
There's that.
I have not found one, but I personally am willing to make this sacrifice. I don't need pockets. Yeah.
So shout out to some of the items we're using in this. This is the St. Mark's fencing jacket that I'm wearing here. Genuinely brilliant. Gambeson from Steel Mastery, right there.
I have one of their actual combat ones, which I chose all the thing, and it's much thicker than this, much more protective as well.
Cold steel self-defense walking cane. There is actually beaked ones now that I remember, with different handles and stuff.
You can also get, what are they, the Irish shillelaghs?
Shillelaghs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there are options. There are options around. So
just know your local laws and what you can do, and find ways to Work within them.
And protect yourself. Because I think that's a should be a damn right everyone should have. Now, if you want to see how tough mail can be to get through, as an option you could consider, check it out when we test this riveted chain mail right as far as we can go.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Cheers. Oosh. We'll be right back.